Canto 5, Chapter 19. The prayers of Hanuman and Narada, and the glories of Bharata Varsha. Sri Shuka said, in the land of Kimpurusha, the supreme and greatest devotee Hanuman, together with the people living there, is always engaged in the service at the feet and the worship of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra, the original personality who, as the older brother of Lakshmana, is so pleasing to Sita. Together with Arshti Shena, the leader of Kimpurusha, attentively listening to the most auspicious stories about his master and lordship, sung by a company of Gandharvas, he, Hanuman, himself prays this. O my Lord, my obeisances unto you, the sweet Lord discussed in the scriptures, all my respects for you who possess all the good qualities one also finds in the advanced devotees, my reverence for you as the one who is in control of his senses and is always remembered and worshipped by the people of all places, my salutations unto you as the touchstone of quality for any seeker of truth. I bow down before you, the great personality and godhead of the Brahmins, the king of all kings. Let me worship him, the absolutely pure, supreme truth, the one measure for understanding the world who, by his spiritual potency, vanquishes the influence of the modes of nature. He is the inner peace of wisdom one attains when one, beyond name and form, is free from ego. Incarnated as a human being, he was not only there as the Almighty One to kill the demon Ravana, but also as the one instructing the mortals of this material world. What other reason would there have been for all the misery of Sita's being separated from him, the Supreme Lord, but to offer opportunity to serve the one satisfied within, the original spiritual soul? In truth, he, the supreme soul and best friend of the self-realized souls, is never attached to whatever within the three worlds. He is the Supreme Lord Vasudeva, who in fact never suffered from being separated from his wife Sita, nor ever could be disturbed by what happened to Lakshmana, his brother and eternal associate. It is not one's birth, one's fortune, one's eloquence, one's wit or one's physique that creates the satisfaction of the greatest one. For the brother of Lakshmana even accepted as his friends us, the forest dwellers, who miss all these qualities. Therefore, whether one is enlightened or not, a beast or a human being, anyone who is of the soul should worship Rama, the foremost one who is so easy to please, the Lord who appeared as a human being and thus led the inhabitants of Kosala back to heaven. The Supreme Lord, also present in the land of Bharata, is till the end of the millennium known there as Nara Narayana. He whose glories are inconceivable shows his causeless mercy there to those who aspire self-realization and practice austerities that are conducive to the religion, the spiritual knowledge, the detachment, the yogic mastery, the control of the senses, and the freedom from false ego. The practice of analytic yoga on how one should understand the personality of God as formulated by the Lord Kapila was instructed to Savarni Manu by the fortunate Narada, who together with the followers of the system of status orientations, the Varnashrama system, living in the land of Bharata, with great ecstatic love serves the Lord with the eulogy. My respectful obeisances unto you, O Lord, O Master of the senses and freedom from attachment in person. My respects unto you, who are the only asset of a person living in voluntary poverty. You, Nara Narayana, are the most exalted one of all the wise, the supreme spiritual master of all the Paramahamsas, and the original person of the self-realized souls. Again and again, I thus offer you my reverential homage. And he sings thereto, You are the doer, overseeing this cosmic creation, the one who is not attached to being the master. Nor do you, although you appear as a human being, suffer from hunger, thirst and fatigue. Nor is the vision of you, who are the seer of everything, ever polluted by the basic material qualities. I offer you, the unattached and pure, unfathomable witness, my respects. Having forsaken one's identification with the body, one must, at the end of one's time of living, with a devotional attitude, concentrate one's mind on you who are transcendental to the material qualities. This forsaking constitutes the perfection of the practice of yoga as explained by the Almighty Lord Brahma. A person, driven by desire, thinks in fear about the present and future of his children, wife and wealth, but anyone who knows about the hopelessness of this deficient vehicle of time considers such endeavors only a waste of time because the body is lost in the end. Therefore, our Master, O Lord in the Beyond, I pray that we by dint of the Bhakti Yoga unto you, very soon may forsake this fixed notion of I and mine about the banality of this vehicle of time, this illusory reality of yours, which is so difficult to overcome, so that we may realize our original nature. In this land of Bharata, there are also many mountains and rivers. There are mountains like the Malaya, Mangalaprastha, Mainaka, Trikuta, Rishaba, Kotaka, Kolaka, Saya, Devagiri, Rishamukha, Sri Shaila, Venkata, Mahendra, Varidhara, Vindhya, Shuktiman, Rikshagiri, Pariyatra, Drona, Chitrakuta, Govardhana, Raivataka, Kakuba, Nila, Gokamukha, Indrakila, and Kamagiri, as also hundreds and thousands of other peaks with innumerable big and small rivers streaming down their slopes. The residents of Bharata find purification of mind by touching and bathing in all these waters, or just by mentioning their name. The big rivers are the Chandravasa, the Tamraparni, the Avatoda, Kritamala, Vaihayasi, Kaveri, Veni, Payasvini, Shakaravarta, Tungabhadra, Krishna Venya, Bhima Rati, Godavari, Nirvindya, Payoshni, Tapi, Reva, Surasa, Narmada, Charmanvati, Sindhu, the two main rivers, the Anda and the Sona, the Mahanadi, Vedashmriti, Rishikulya, Trisama, Kaushiki, Mandakini, Yamuna, Sarasvati, Trishatvati, Gomati, Sarayu, Rodasvati, Saptavati, Sushoma, Shatadru, Chandrabhaga, Marudvrida, Vidasta, Asikni, and the Vishwa. In this tract of land, the people who took birth there out of goodness, passion or ignorance, lead a divine, human or hellish life according to the karma they acquired. Thus, there are as a consequence of what one did in the past for each soul many goals demarcated in the sense of different Varnashrama societal destinations or status orientation groups that each may lead to the path of liberation. By performing devotional service for the fortunate one, the soul of all living beings, who is free from all attachment, cannot be expressed in words and who depends on no one, by serving the supersoul Vasudeva, free from ulterior motives, and in Bhakti Yoga, doing that what belongs to all these different destinations, one can thus, associating with the people, with devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cut with the cause of the bond of ignorance. This is what the demigods chant. Oh, what kind of pious deeds have these people performed, or what blessing, as the Lord himself pronounced, being pleased with them, that they obtained a birth in the land of Bharatavarsha, a birth favorable for serving Lord Mukunda, that is our aspiration. What is the use of being engaged in difficult rituals, austerities, vows, charitable deeds, or achieving the heavenly kingdom, when one, due to an excessive sensuality, has lost the remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Narayana? Of greater value than achieving a position in life that lasts endlessly and leads to repeated births, is to be born in the land of Bharata for a life of only 100 years. That is so because they, who, as a mortal for such a short time being engaged, know to fix their mind attentively on his feet in full detachment, thus actually know to value life itself, and then achieve the Lord's abode, where there is no fear, Vaikuntha. Those places, even those inhabited by the gods, where there is not the sweet stream of talks about Vaikuntha, nor the devotees are found who, always engaged in a service, take to a shelter, nor the performance takes place of those sacrifices for the Lord that are true festivals, are places not to be frequented. Those souls who, having achieved a human birth, have all the knowledge, are capable of engaging in action, and have all means at their disposition, but, despite these attainments, do not endeavor for the elevation of not taking birth again, will fall back into bondage, just like birds that, having escaped from man, do not take care. By their faith, they, the inhabitants of India, are divided in their performance of the rituals. But with the oblations offered to the ruling deity and the reciting of mantras according to the proper method, the one God who is addressed with different names, he, the bestower of all benedictions in person, complete in himself, accepts that most happily, even though he certainly grants what man prays for. He does not bestow benedictions one has to ask for time and again. He, out of his own, unasked, grants to those devoted to him the lotus flower of his feet that put an end to all desires. If there, after our happy stay in heaven, remains any merit from our perfect sacrifices, our conscientious formulations, and our good deeds, then bless us with a birth in Ajanaba Varsha, the earth under the rule of Bharata, the land where we may remember him, the Lord, expanding the happiness of his devotees. Sri Shuka continued, to the continent known as Jambudvipa, O King, there are also, as some learned sages describe it, 8 smaller dvipas, subsections or provinces, that were formed by the digging all around in the earth of the sons of Maharaj Sagara, when they tried to retrieve their lost horse of sacrifice. They carry the following names: Swarnaprastha, Chandra Shukla, Avartana, Aramanaka, Mandara Harina, Panchajanya, Simhala, and Lanka. I have thus explained to you the divisions of the lands of Jambudvipa, O best of the descendants of Bharata, the way they were explained to me.